Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. The Alabama Senate passed a revised immigration bill this morning. WVAS News reporter Marcus Hiles has the details.
Senator Scott Beeson offered a substitute to Representative Mickey Hammond's bill today that attempts to correct many of the unintended consequences brought about by the controversial immigration law passed last year. Much of the almost 2 hours of debate dealt with an amendment offered by Democratic Senator Roger Bedford that would exempt churches from the harboring an alien portion of the law and define what the U.S. Supreme Court considers a church. Senator Beeson argued that the revisions in his substitute already addressed the issue, and the amendment failed. Two other amendments were added, and the bill eventually passed on a 20-7 vote. At least four protesters were removed from outside the Senate chamber during the vote after impeding the path of senators to and from the Senate floor. The bill now has to go back to the House, where representatives will have to vote to concur or a conference committee will be set up. From the Alabama Senate, I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News.
Our other legislative news reporter, Karen Brown, has the action from the House.
Immigration law protesters are literally making their voice heard on the last day of the regular legislative session. Outside the House chamber on the fifth floor, they are chanting so loudly that they can be heard on the first floor. The group, which is numbered in the dozens, are screaming undocumented, unafraid, and no papers, no fear. They're also singing songs in their native Spanish and gospel songs in English. From the Alabama State House, I'm Karen Brown, WVAS News.
The Montgomery Advertiser newspaper reports legislation that would have banned the wearing of saggy pants in Montgomery County won't be considered this year. The bill was pushed by State Representative Alvin Holmes of Montgomery. The bill died in the state Senate after Senator Dick Brubaker said it would be difficult to enforce and could have resulted in lawsuits. Representative Holmes told the newspaper he plans to sponsor similar legislation next year. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has signed a bill today that almost doubles the size of beer bottles that can be sold in the state. Previously, beer could only be sold in containers up to 16 ounces. Beer can now be sold in bottles up to 26 ounces under the new law. Alabama's top economic development officials say ThyssenKrupp is exploring its options for its carbon steel mill in Alabama, but he says that shouldn't affect the operation of the plant and Calvert or threaten any jobs there. In other news, skateboarders will soon be displaying their various skills at a different location. The Montgomery City Council last night voted to sell the popular skate park on Bibb Street to a developer for $300,000. City Councilman C.C. Calhoun said the sale is a win-win situation for the city and the developer.
With the demand for living downtown and people wanting to get walking uses and different things downtown Montgomery, with retail and residential, I think is a win-win for Montgomery. With the taxes that we can collect and what we're doing with downtown, I think it's a win-win for the city of Montgomery and the citizenship of Montgomery.
City officials are looking at two potential sites for the skate park, one near the Crampton Bowl and another adjacent to the historic train shed. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with your highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, cloudy skies and your lows around 60 degrees. Thursday, scattered clouds with your highs in the upper 80s. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies and your lows in the lower 60s. Friday, cloudy skies once again with your highs in the mid 80s. Friday night, partly cloudy with your lows in the lower 60s. And on your Saturday, look for partly cloudy skies and your highs in the mid 80s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at Facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.